Welcome to the Small Business Conversations podcast. My name is Melita Ngalungulu. One thing that the COVID-19 pandemic has taught us is the importance of having a side hustle. But there are a lot of fears around starting your own business as we are seeing many close up shop. With many now unemployed due to the pandemic and others dealing with the reduced hours and general working uncertainties, many people may be thinking about striking out on their own. On this week's episode, we talk starting a business and why it is crucial now more than ever. Michelle Janse van Rensburg, a serial entrepreneur, blogger, speaker, and the managing director of Nimic Business Lounge, joins us. Michelle, thank you for your time. The COVID-19 pandemic has disrupted the normal way of life. Is it a bad time to start a business?
I don't think so at all. I think it is completely, obviously, dependent on the type of business that you would like to start. And then also just dependent, to be completely honest, on your mindset and the drive that you're going to put into it.
Many successful businesses began during or survived tough economic crises by recognizing a new demand and rising to meet it. How can budding entrepreneurs do this now?
So I've actually got a couple of success stories from some of our clients who have completely changed their businesses and completely changed what it is they're selling, how they're selling it. So I think it's just about entrepreneurs being agile. You know, often entrepreneurs stick to the way that they've been doing things because they've been doing it for so long. But now's not the time to be sticking to what you know, what you're comfortable with. It's just about being agile. And I think really doing research in the market to see, you know, most importantly, what problem is it that is out there that you can solve? And Africa, I think, allows for a lot of opportunities.
Funding is always a big hurdle to starting a business. How do you find it during these tough economic times?
So I think it's a twofold answer, to be completely honest with you. I think there is still funding available, definitely, and we can look at some of the examples that are available. But I think the second part to answer this question to me goes about saying that, you know, often entrepreneurs sort of use I don't want to say they use funding requirements as an excuse, but they don't kickstart their businesses because they've got this whole idea that funding is required. Instead of kind of saying, you know what is my big picture? What is the perfect world? For what will I need funding? And then to almost try and reverse engineer that idea to start small and to start with what they've got without funding. And, you know, then to put a plan in place to say, how do we scale to that point where funding would obviously be made easier because now we've got a bit of a track record. But coming back to the first point of this answer is that, you know, there are companies available like BizCash, Bridgeman, Lulalend that really do supply quick funding, obviously dependent on a bit of history. But, you know, they provide purchase order funding, they provide sales order funding, which really comes down to what is it that your business needs to get kickstarted. It's not always just a lump sum of money. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Michelle, I just wanted to talk about the fear of shifting from being an employee to being a business owner. How do you do it? Because recently I was at a restaurant and these two ladies across me were speaking of actually making the move, and I could hear the fear in one of the ladies' voice. So how do you simply wake up one day and overcome that fear?
I think that's a brilliant question. It's how badly do you want it? That's what it comes down to. I remember when I quit my corporate job and I started my entrepreneurial journey. It was about 4 or 5 years ago, and I basically made the jump, and I said, this is it, with no funding, no backup, because, you know, there's nothing that drives you more than knowing that you need to put food on your table and you've got debit orders to pay. And I think often that fear comes from a place of, you know, you're the average of the 5 people you hang out with. So when you are in a corporate job, that fear comes from being surrounded by people that love stability and that need that security. But what I have found with a couple of entrepreneurs that I'm helping at the moment is that once they take that leap and they are free from that 9-to-5 or that corporate, it's almost like that fear settles in. It disappears to a certain extent because now their network becomes other entrepreneurs.
Thank you, Michelle, for emphasizing for us those room to start new businesses in this period of uncertainty. I can't wait to hear of those entrepreneurial stories that will come from this.
Like I said earlier, you know, agility is key. If you are going to make a success during this time and you are committed to making a success, then it's absolutely about how agile are you? How quickly can you adapt? You know, we find ourselves now during COVID adapting some weeks almost on a daily basis.
That was Michelle Jans van Riensburg, the Managing Director of Nimek Business Lounge, serial entrepreneur, blogger, and speaker. Listen again next week to the Small Business Conversations podcast with me, Melita Ngalongulu. To listen to our other podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za and the MoneyWeb app. Follow MoneyWeb News on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn for updates.